From KALW, this is Sights and Sounds Picks, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darden. On this special episode, I'm joined by Sights and Sounds producer Porfirio Rango. Hey, Porfirio.
Hi, Janae.
Hey, so this episode is special because my one-hour show, the Sights and Sounds Show with Janae Darden, recently turned one. And in honor of the one-year anniversary, here are my, Porfirio's, art suggestions for things to see, hear, and do around the Bay Area and at home. First up is the mural Hoop Dreams by Oakland artist Timothy B. The spectacular work is in downtown Oakland on 22nd Street and Broadway. The Warriors commissioned Timothy B. to paint it in honor of the 2025 NBA All-Star Game, which was in San Francisco. It shows a kid lying on his bed with a basketball, watching an All-Star Game on TV. Then further down the mural, you see images of his dream of becoming a basketball player manifest. The mural is about the gift of dreaming during hard times, and we had a great conversation on the Sights and Sounds Show. So, Porfirio, what stood out to you from that interview?
So this was a lot of fun to do this interview with you because it was one of our first times of being out in the field. And it was just fun hearing Timothy explain the colors he chose or the images he used as he was pointing to them. Then to just have his grandma join us brought an extra warm feeling to the interview. She was so proud of him. And I just enjoyed feeling the love that was there. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, and we weren't expecting his grandmother. She's a retired teacher, so she gave a really great perspective on history and Black history. That's Hoop Dreams by Timothy B. on 22nd Street and Broadway in Oakland. And after you see the mural, go to the restaurant In Sorrow for some good Ethiopian food. It's on Grand Avenue right along Lake Merritt. Porfirio, your pick is So Many Stars, an oral history of trans, non-binary, genderqueer, and two-spirit people of color. In the book, author Carl Day Robertese shares intimate stories from 20 trans and gender non-conforming elders of color. They discuss their life experiences with issues such as childhood, relationships, and activism. And I interview Carl on the Sights and Sounds Show about the book. It definitely comes at a really critical time. Porfirio, why did you choose this book and interview?
So I love this book because you don't often hear stories about trans and gender non-conforming elders of color. And so Carol divides the book with each chapter representing a life experience, like you said. And it's so interesting hearing how these people with different backgrounds share similar stories. And we live in a time when trans rights are constantly attacked. But this interview of Carol really gives me hope for a better future. They talk about how resilient trans and gender non-conforming people are and how they'll continue to exist. I highly recommend both the book and this interview.
That's So Many Stars, an oral history of trans, non-binary, genderqueer, and two-spirit people of color. You can get it at your local bookstore, including one of Porfirio's favorite stores, Medicine for Nightmares, in the San Francisco Mission. Our final pick is the first animated character I've ever interviewed, the Tiny Chef. The 6.5-inch round, green, adorable creature has stolen the hearts of kids and adults like me and Porfirio. Tiny Chef cooks vegan meals. Now, unfortunately, Nickelodeon canceled his Emmy Award-winning show, but he has an exhibit and film about protecting the environment at the California Academy of Sciences, and it's called Tiny Chef Big Impact. I interviewed one of the show's creators, Rachel Larson, and Matt Hutchison, who voices the Tiny Chef. Now, Porfirio, you pitched the Tiny Chef to me. What do you like about him?
Tiny Chef is so adorable. And Janae, I know you also smiled and laughed when we interviewed them, but Tiny Chef is doing the good work of teaching people how to help the planet. The film is so cute. And after I finished watching it, I really just got emotional, but it really motivated me that I, like just me by myself, can make a difference. Even if it's something small, like picking up trash or recycling. And it's so cute.
It is. And it's a great film. An exhibit for again, kids and adults. That's the Tiny Chef. Watch him on YouTube and on his social media pages. His videos will lift your spirits. And also check out his exhibit, Tiny Chef Big Impact, at the California Academy of Sciences in San Francisco until May 3rd. I've been speaking with Sights and Sounds producer Porfirio Rangel. Visit the Sights and Sounds page on KALW.org to hear the interviews we mentioned and to learn more about the things you heard about today. And for more arts coverage, listen to my program, The Sights and Sounds Show with Janae Darden. Catch that every Wednesday at 4 p.m. on KALW. And make sure to subscribe to all of our Sights and Sounds shows, which are available on the KALW app and wherever you get your podcasts. This episode of Sights and Sounds Picks was produced by Porfirio Rangel and engineered by James Rowlands. I'm Janae Darden.